soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on May 9th, 2015. I'm so aware by recent quickenings of the Spirit of God from the Word of the Lord as I read the Scriptures and Jesus' teaching specifically about the kingdom of heaven was likened to leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leavened. That was Luke 13:21, and I realize in the teachings of Jesus, that's clearly through the book of Revelation, the woman's identity is revealed. And it's not commonly known this way, and there's a reason why, because there's a difference and a clash between religion and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God operates in certain principles, and the kingdom of this world operate in certain principles, and they're opposite. Jesus is Lord, he's King, and we absolutely all must fall upon the rock, which means to bow, prostrate, obey his words, obey his voice, and we should want to do that. He is the radiant, glorious image of the invisible God. There is no way that anyone can come to the Father except through Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. He is the Lord. And now in these last days, he's warned us, you better take heed, you better beware. Beware of men, beware of leaven, beware. Beware of the snare. Better watch and pray. Better do what I'm telling you to do, because you don't know the day or the hour that I'm coming. And you want to be watching and ready, abiding in the Lord. The snare is here, ladies and gentlemen, and delusion and deception, lies, myths, masquerading, facades, whitewashing is rampant. And you've got to have a pure eye. You've got to have perception that only God can give you. It comes through the process. It's not having just eyes and seeing because they saw not. And they had ears and would hear but would not understand because of their heart. In the kingdom of God, God sends his servants and they sow the seed, which is the word of God. And it comes into the ground, which is people's hearts. Some shallow, some stony, some filled with tares and weeds and nestles. And some have a good heart where it bears fruit. And the devil has his servants that he sends forth and they give out leaven. And a little leaven will ruin people. A little leaven accomplishes a lot. You've got to take heed, you've got to beware, because Jesus said, as a snare shall it come upon all them on the face of the whole earth. The snares here, the liars, the deception. The only way you can avoid this and be led astray and deceived is if you do what Jesus said. Learn of him, know his voice. Have a pure heart, which will give you that eye that has height, depth, breadth, length. You have the capacity to truly see beyond the physical facade. That you can discern good from evil, from truth, from false. And a lot of people assume they can do that. But people are violating the word of God, and you're sitting in cahoots with people that are rebels, that are using the Lord, that they're the same nature of the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the rebels of the Lord that they were called adversaries in the gospel of Mark chapter 3. They would keep Sabbath, quote Moses, do good works. But they killed Jesus. They persecuted the early church. You've got to sit at the feet of Jesus, as was written in John chapter 10, the Good Shepherd. And in Ezekiel 34, God said, in the cloudy and dark day, I will deliver my little flock from the false shepherds. Jesus told his disciples that he trained, do not let anyone call you rabbi. For one's your master. Don't call anyone father. One's your father, even God the Father. Don't call it, let anyone call you master. You only have one master. That people have violated this and set up other masters. I'm telling you the solution right now. Is come to the Lord with all your heart. Completely surrender to Him. Baptize yourself in total repentance in the fear of the Lord. Just like John the Baptist. Just like all those people that came out to hear John the Baptist, and he baptized them into repentance. He said, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus made it clear the kingdom of God does not come in observation. It's not here, there. It's not in this institution, that institution. It's not in this corner. It's not in this city. It's in those, in the hearts of people that truly bow and submit to the Lord. That's where his kingdom domain is. That's where the king's domain is. Even to his disciples, he said, you'll desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. But when they, the religious ones, say it's here or there, don't go follow them. Don't go there. Don't follow them. But people are following them by the droves. When you disobey what Jesus said, it's like you've opened the door to the enemy. You've opened the windows. You've laid down, put your hands behind your back, and stretched out your neck for the slaughter. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I've rejected you. Hosea 4:6. The curse causeless does not come. Give no place to the devil. Jesus said, take heed and beware many times. I'm telling you, the woman, the harlot, by craft, by subtlety, by stealth, has hid in the leaven amongst the meal until the whole thing is all perverted and leavened, corrupted. You've got to be in Jesus. Religion, they're the builders and brick and mortar and stones and temples. But God said, my house is a house of prayer for all nations. The house of God, the true church assembly of Jesus, is not made with hands. It doesn't have man's name on it, or this name or that name. It belongs to the Lord. People will even say, the pastor of this church, or it's his church, you should belong to Jesus' church. Are you in his body? God doesn't care about a brick and mortar building. And in Jeremiah 7, he said so. God let them build that so he could meet with him. But they hated him and they left him and forgot who he was, and they would worship God, other gods, and worship him at the same time. And he kicked him out of the land. He evicted him. And he wrote Ichabod on the temple. And in Jesus' day, not one stone was upon another. It was physically demolished. God could care less about a building. He cares about you. He cares about people, and do they love him, and will they abide with him? Seek him. Learn of him. Know his voice. Do what he says. He'll save you. The globalists are the Babylonianists. They're building a temple made with stone. They're builders. In the Bible, it refers to the builders. That they reject the cornerstone. They reject the Lord. They reject the King of Kings. They murdered him. They form religion. They formed Catholicism. They formed all the isms. They do all the same things that are outlined in the Bible, if you'll read it. They have titles. They're hirelings. They're professionals. They peddle the Word of God. Where Paul the Apostle himself worked with his own hands to be an example. He wouldn't be burdensome to people. Paul didn't make disciples unto himself. He espoused them to Christ in 2 Corinthians 11. And Paul warned about the false apostles. Paul saw them. Paul saw the gospel perverts. The gospel peddlers, he saw them. 2 Corinthians 2:17. The pyramid is the stone temple with the eye of Horus, which is the Antichrist. Their dragon kingdom will be in the world for 42 months, as Revelation 13 says. The secret societies know this. They are the illuminated. They're illuminated by what the serpent said in the Garden of Eden, the liar. They were illuminated by Zeus, which is their god, who's the light bearer. He has lightning symbols of light. It's a false light. It's gross darkness. Zeus is Satan, as Jesus said in Revelations 2:13. They build religion, but they reject the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. All the way back to ancient Babylon. They're evident in the religion of Israel and Judah, seen in Ezekiel 8, prior to the Babylonian exile, after Jeremiah ministered to them in chapter 7 and throughout that book. They're evidenced in the creation of rabbinic Judaism, which is after they went into Babylon for 70 years. They picked up the traditions of the gods and of Babylon worship. They created writings called the Midrash, Talmud, Mishnah. This is the Pharisees that Jesus encountered that opposed Jesus. And in Mark chapter 7, Jesus was asked by the Pharisees, "Why don't your disciples keep our tradition?" Which should tell you something. Jesus said, "Why is it your traditions violate the word of God? Your worship's in vain." God's looking for true worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not in a mountain. It's not in a temple. The heaven itself is God's throne. Read Isaiah 66. God said, "I'm looking for this man that's broken and contrite, that trembles at my word," and that's Jesus. And Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rise it up." This he spake of his body. The temple or the house of God is the body of Christ. Are you in the body of Christ? It's a spiritual habitation of the presence of God. It's not brick and mortar. But the builders, their religion, they're building, all right. They're the Antichrist, but they're going to tell you they love Jesus, but they won't do what he says. They're going to call themselves a title. They're going to be masters over you. They're going to introduce leaven by their mommy, the queen of heaven. They're leaven lovers. The Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism and the cult. The basis of Freemasonry, or known as the Masons, is all Jewish mysticism. We speak of Solomon and that temple made by stone. The idols, the other gods, all works together. God doesn't dwell in stone buildings. Read Isaiah 66, Ephesians 2:18 through verse 22. The apostate Jews were into their physical temples, Jeremiah 7 points out. They would say, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these." But they were murderers, liars, adulterers, idolaters, burning incense to other gods. God called them wicked, evildoers. They'd made his house a den of robbers. God could care less about the institution. He could care less about the building. He could care less what men put together. It's repugnant. He leaves. You can have it. If you're still a churchgoer instead of a Christ follower, go tell your pastor, go tell him about this, what Jesus said. Matthew 21:13, Mark 11:17, Luke 19:46. Jesus in the Olivet Discourse of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, he points out that the temple that was made by stones, all these goodly buildings, would not one stone would be upon another that would not be thrown down. And that which is thrown down, if you look it up in the Greek, it's a double reiteration, and it's what it represents, the organization, the institution. It had to do with the law of Moses was obliterated, made obsolete through the new covenant, through Jesus Christ, that he purchased through his own blood by his own flesh. And the Holy Spirit signified this as the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. God has made way into the Holy of Holies through the flesh of Jesus Christ. And God now writes not commandments in stone, but he writes it on the tables of our heart. It's an assembly of people, a house not made with hands. It's a habitation. It has one name, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The Jews had a high priest. The Roman Catholics that were created by the Pharisees have a pope. Look at this. This is amazing. The Jews followed extra-biblical traditions and false doctrines. The Catholics follow false doctrines and customs too. The Jews worshipped idols and the Queen of Heaven. She has different names. Semiramis, Isis, Osiris. Osiris is her son. Libertas, Columbia. So the Jews worshipped the idols and the Queen of Heaven. The Catholics worshipped the Queen of Heaven as well as idols, but they Christianized the names. The Protestants, who also follow the Pharisaical way, have their pastors. The Jews, Israel, and Judah went apostate and merged with secular rulers of Rome. This is Psalms 2. They worked together with Rome to kill Jesus, to persecute the early church. And the religious people worked with them, like Paul the Apostle, the Pharisee. Before he was apostle of Jesus Christ, he killed Christians, thinking he was doing God's service. That's how blind they are. But God had mercy on Paul, and he met Jesus. And God, through his mercy, to show his mercy and a gift of election through grace, through faith and repentance, he let Paul share the gospel being taught by Jesus Christ himself, and he chucked all those letters, all those doctrines he learned from the religious rabbinic schools, got rid of it. But yet today we still have the same system of religion permeating with leaven throughout the earth. What are you going to do? You've got to come to Jesus. You've got to sit at his feet. And if you come unto the good shepherd, he'll make you lie down in green pastures, and he'll feed you besides the still waters. And then you'll meet others that are of like faith. You'll meet people in the highways and the byways, and you'll have fellowship, sweet fellowship, with Jesus as your Lord. He said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And as God rises up to bring great judgment in the earth, which he said he would do, and it is underway, and the nations of the earth shall be dealt with a severe blow and broken into shivers, people will be crying out to the Lord. But we're not going to see a great revival like people have alluded. That's delusion. Jesus said, when I, the Master, returns, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Psalms 2. Bottom line is, you submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and do what he says. His kingdom operates in a certain way. You won't win the prize unless you strive lawfully. You've got to follow God's way. Just as if you were working for a corporation, you don't make up your own rules, you'd be fired. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. That's the spiritual leaders. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The real Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is a prophecy to Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, who was raised from the dead and declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. That's in Romans 1, verse 4. This is taken from Psalms 2, verse 8 and 9. Listen, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. You don't hear this message at the glitzy, glossy, white bread gospel churches, do you? Because they don't speak the truth. And the word says in Isaiah chapter 8, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. Today, if you think about it, you look at the religious system, there's so many distractions, there's so many eclipsing of the Lord, so many things that stand in front of him, that replace him, that distort him, that's cloudy. You can't really see the Lord. There's so much interference, other spirits, other vibrations, other frequencies, other spirits, other gospels, other messages. God really wants you to enjoy him. He wants you to know him very clearly, very simply, to know his voice, his presence. Think about it. Think about how they have a stage. And the people sit in chairs and spectators and bleachers. What's a stage for? They have cameras, lights, and action with actors acting and retorting scripts. They take scripts from the scriptures. Varying kinds of religious speech, but typically it's powerless and Christless. And they speak of the world because they love the world. The religious masses are cajoled and entertained by musicians. Lights, we're dimming the lights. Fast music, slow music. Whatever it takes to round you up, to bring you into the snare. Whatever it is to get you to drink the Kool-Aid. Glitz and gloss, just like the world promotes their wares. You got to ask yourself, is that what you really want? Think about it. Does it satisfy your soul? If so, that's all you want, and you can have it. And that's what God told the religious system. I'm leaving. I'm writing Ichabod over this. You do your thing, but you'll come to an end. That's what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen. A horrible thing was committed in ancient times as the religious people forsook the Lord, the fountain of living waters, and they chose cisterns, broken, stagnant waters of man, instead of living flows of living waters from God himself. And those broken, stagnant cisterns couldn't even contain water. A living word of God comes from God. And those that sit at his feet, submitted and yielded to him, they speak according to that word. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man speak my word, speak it faithfully. That's what they do, because we are ambassadors. We're sent from him. We're equipped from him. We're of a different spirit. We're of a different kingdom, because we're under the domain of the king. I'm saying this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in the coming days it shall come to pass that as the great fierce judgments of God are poured out into the earth, the varying things God said would come to pass as he shakes not only everything in earth, but heaven too, that some men and some women will come to their senses and fall to their knees with broken, trembling hearts, and they'll call upon the name of the Lord. They shall call upon him who can save them. They shall repent and put their total faith in Jesus Christ. They shall not look to man. They shall run from their idols, and they'll find the Lord. They'll find him. The Lord's going to bring comfort to them in the time of disaster and fear, and he shall heal them in the time of pestilence. He shall feed them in the time of famine. He shall set them free in the times of imprisonment. He shall be their light in the times of darkness. Yes, it is the Lord that will be their all in all, and his voice they shall seek, his voice they shall heed. The snare is forming, ladies and gentlemen. The snare is being set, and the noose is around the necks of the rebels of the Lord. The deceivers are working together for the dragon god. They believed the lie. Choose which you're of, the temple of stones of men, or the house that is the house of prayer for all nations. Choose your Lord. You can only have one.